Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's your evening spank with Julia and Tyler. Ew. Gossip on the go while you're cooking, cleaning, or whatever you do at night. Not that it's any of my business and not that I really care. You're welcome.
Welcome to our extremely sterile studio.
Because somebody in our building has coronavirus, and we're not kidding. We're literally not kidding. It's in the Chicago Sun-Times. Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
That's what we woke up to today. Not our building. We work at Prudential Plaza. We're in building number 2. Apparently, this happened in building number 1.
Yes, but both of our buildings share a lobby to which there's many things we all go to, such as the Starbucks, such as the Panda Express you hit every single day.
Hell yeah. I walked in there today. She's like, would you like your usual, Leah? I'm like, yep, I would like that, please. And she goes, you're a little bit early today. I'm like, I know. I'm getting here early.
There's the gym in their side of the building that everybody goes to.
Do you go in that gym?
Yeah.
You do? When was the last time you were in that gym?
Not in months, but...
Have you hit peak coronavirus panic yet?
I did have some anxiety about it today.
Okay.
And not because of it being in our building. Oh, that's scary. But it's because of that Joe Rogan podcast last night that Ooh. Messed everybody up.
Jeez.
What was that guy's title that he had on?
He was a virologist.
Like, his basically his study.
Basically, what happened was Joe Rogan on his podcast, we're competing podcasts. We're neck and neck. Between the two of our podcasts, we've got millions of listeners every single
day. Yeah, can't you tell by all our endorsements front-loaded like his?
So he had this expert on, and he basically painted, I listened to it for about 15 minutes last night, and I need to listen the rest of the night, but he basically painted what they think is going to happen, and without going too deep into the whole thing, it's not pretty.
No.
And it's going to continue on for a little bit, and that's just going to be our new normal for a little bit of time. And if you missed it today, Chicago canceled the St. Patrick's Day festivities.
Which includes dying the river, the whole parade, everything.
The
and as you
shebang.
Know, if maybe you're listening from a different state, Chicago has one of the biggest St. Patty's Day celebrations ever. People come into town for this. They stay in hotels for this. So it's a big deal.
Bars open at 8:30. Like it's like a day. March Madness is now not going to be playing in front of any fans, which is crazy. Like the National Basketball Championship, the National NCAA Basketball Championship is going to be played in front of like a few select people. No cheerleaders, no bands, no nothing. Just a few family members and some coaches. So that's where they're going to play.
Crazy. It's going to be so quiet.
Dude, they should move it and like put it, instead of having it in like a big stadium, they should put it in like a high school gym or something like that. That'd be, you might as well. What's the matter?
Right.
Anyway, sorry, basketball talk. I'm glad you're not peaked out, like peak panic mode yet.
There are several people we work with who are.
Shout out to Josh R. Shout out to Julian Jumpin' Perez.
Do we want to call them by name?
Yes. Did you see the coronavirus conference got canceled? You want to take a guess why?
Coronavirus?
Yeah.
What was the conference supposed to cover?
Coronavirus.
Like, are you going to get like free like tchotchkes? Like, are you going to get like... Are you going to get like a cool like bottle opener with CVID on it?
Like one of those gift bags you get at the auto show and just says
like a little flashlight a koozie. God. Like, that's what they give you at conferences. You get, like, your little swag bag.
I'm still shocked that we've hit this point where there's no toilet paper, there's no hand sanitizer, soap is hard to find. It's like, what were we all doing before this?
I know. You know what? I will say I definitely did not wash my hands as much. I washed my hands after every time I went to the bathroom like a normal person should, but, like, I'll something I wouldn't do is I wouldn't come in from, like, outside and wash my hands, which may sound gross to some, but sorry about it. Like, it's just one thing I didn't think about.
But now you're all clean.
Yeah. I will say I always wash my hands after I'm, like, shopping or doing stuff where I'm touching a lot of crap. But, like, I just did a Chipotle run. I would not have washed my hands coming back from my Chipotle run.
But you just did.
Yeah.
Good for you. Here's the thing you got to remember. Like, for somebody like you or me, our chance of, even if we get it, our chance of anything bad happening after that is probably pretty low, right? But there's, you know, older people or people with underlying health issues that it can be a problem if they get it. So in order to do our part, we need to make sure we wash our hands or whatever else. In the meantime, I'm cool with airplane strains, automobiles, let's go.
Well, that's the problem with it is there's a lot of people saying, like, I don't care if I get it. I'm young, I'm healthy, I'm going to survive it. But it's like, yeah, do you enjoy being around your family? Where, like, most of our parents now are,
I do not,
over 55.
So this is going to work out great for me.
Okay, well, great. I have a very fragile little grandpa still that I would definitely not like to see get this.
Just excited. I don't have to be around anybody anymore. How great is this
virus? I got
virus?
One grandparent left, and I don't want this to be what takes him out.
It's your evening spank.
So a new survey says that the number one show that should be brought back is, what do you think?
Where is the survey from?
Synopsis.com.
Oh, that's where I get all of my TV news from.
Synopsis Media. They look kind of legit.
Oh,
this
yeah,
is a nice looking website.
Okay. All right, I'm going to start guessing.
Oh, you know what it is? It says the team at DirecTV is the one who.
Oh.
Okay. So
okay.
This is legit.
All right. So
it's just Synopsis Media who published the story.
Seinfeld
is number four.
Friends.
Friends is number three.
Lost.
Lost is number 14.
Wow, look at me go.
Yeah, you're honestly doing pretty good.
Parks and Rec.
That would be number 5.
I'm going to go old school. You ready? MASH.
Number 1.
Did I get it?
Yeah.
Woohoo!
I didn't think you would.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty good at this.
Well, actually, MASH is tied with something else for number 1.
Cheers.
No.
30 Rock.
No. Let me see if Cheers or 30 Rock is on here. Neither are. It's older. Oh, God.
You okay?
Just touch my mouth on the microphone. I'm going to wipe my face with bleach right now.
Twin Peaks. Did you really just wipe your face with a Clorox?
Yeah,
okay, we've just hit peak panic mode. Thought we were over it. We are not. We're now wiping faces. The X-Files. You can't. It's good. They can hear that, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was wiping.
Wiping the mic.
No.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
She is number 12.
I'm out.
It's tied with ER. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because that's... I was thinking it was still on, but it was Grey's Anatomy. My wife, shout out to Randy, she watches Grey's Anatomy every week.
Josh loves Grey's.
Dude, how many doctors can they fucking kill on that show?
It's... You know what? It's people love a good soap.
I don't want to go
it's a
there.
Soap.
By the way, fun fact, that hospital, Seattle Grace or whatever they call it, is actually a TV station in Seattle. I used to live 2 blocks from there.
Oh. All right, so here's the whole list. Number 15 was Freaks and Geeks.
Really?
Yeah, people really liked that show, even though it only lasted, what, a season?
Don't even know.
Number 14 was Lost. Number 12, a tie between Friday Night Lights and Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10, a tie between How I Met Your Mother and Psych. The West Wing was number 9. Number 7, a tie between Golden Girls and Mad Men.
Golden Girls and Mad Men. Yeah, where was I on that one?
Honestly surprised those aren't higher in the list. 6, Law and Order. 5 was Parks and Rec. 4, Seinfeld. 3, Friends. And 1, like we said, a tie between MASH and ER.
And Friends is coming back, so you can take that off the list, right?
Yes. Well, I just never believe those things until I see it happen.
Jennifer Aniston posted on her Instagram.
I know, but it's like till it's done and out. Like,
if Jen posts on her Instagram, that's as good as writing it in brick,
yeah,
man.
Well, you know why I'm a little hurt by this? They also said that about Lizzie McGuire, and then they retracted it.
But that doesn't have anything to do with Jen Aniston.
She should be president.
It's your evening spank. Ew.
Daniel Radcliffe is a survivor. He survived the coronavirus.
Of a terrible upbringing. He had his Harry Potter.
No, I mean, the coronavirus.
Do you know I've only read like 3 chapters of Harry Potter?
I haven't read any. I've never seen one of the movies.
And all I know is that he, like, his family kind of sucked.
My wife loves Harry Potter to the point when we were over in Scotland, we had to go do one of these Harry Potter tour things.
Oh, really?
And I was like, okay. I didn't complain once. And we got halfway through and she goes, this sucks. And we left and went to a pub.
Did you realize it sucked? Or like, were, like, does it only suck for the good fans?
I had no idea what I was looking at. But there was people like dressed up and all of a sudden we were handing magic wands and we had to like do all kinds of sorcery shit. And I'm like, this is weird. And she's like, let's get the fuck out of here. And so we went to a pub.
Oh.
We just took off halfway through. But as far as Daniel Radcliffe, there was a story going viral on Tuesday claiming that he had become the first celebrity to test positive for the virus.
Really?
The origin was from the account of BBC News Tonight, which uses the handle BBC Breaking News, complete with the real BBC logo, and certainly looks like an offshoot of the British news organization, but it has no affiliation with the actual BBC. So it went up, and all of a sudden it went crazy, and people retweeted it, and everybody thought that Daniel Radcliffe had it. Now, his publicist came out later after the fact and said no. Dan is fine. But can you imagine reading on Twitter that you have coronavirus? That would be like, hey, let me go to @B96Chicago on Twitter. Oh, Julia, our night jock, has the coronavirus.
That's really
and you're just
funny.
Sitting at home just chilling.
Well, that's what I was thinking, too, is you know how there's like a handful of people who like aren't taking it seriously enough, though, that are like, it's the flu. Those people, I feel like, won't take it seriously until they see a celebrity get it.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Until they see like a celebrity have to go through certain things. Like nobody... Everyone slept on Lyme disease until Avril Lavigne. Just gonna come out and say it.
It's your evening spank. Ew.
So Taco Bell has a new item.
Thank Christ. What are we working with?
It's called the Tripalupa.
Ooh.
It's a long break apart chalupa. And the headline or the byline is, you've got to appreciate food that's so long that you need to break it apart and eat it. Taco Bell is rolling out a new item this week called the Tripalupa. It's a very long chalupa, so long that it's built to be torn apart into 3 mini chalupas. So think about it as a chalupa appetizer.
God, we're going to have to rate this podcast explicit now based on that description.
I'm just reading what our prep says. That is nice.
The new, let me see, do you have a picture?
Yeah, hang on. It's loading. Like, that's good for, like, a sharing, like a sharing thing. You know what I mean?
And you know for sure it's never going to look like that when you get it at the Taco Bell.
No, for sure not. Especially when you order it on, like, a food delivery.
Have you been to the Taco Bell Cantina over here?
No, I don't like to go in and eat at Taco Bell's unless I'm really messed up.
They got beer. I just touched my nose. I just realized, so now I'm sanitizing again.
Would you like to wipe your face with Lysol?
No. I think I'm fine. I don't even know. This is US 99, our sister station. It's US 99 branded hand sanitizer. I wonder if this is actually effective in fighting coronavirus.
I'm going to guess no, but
whatever. You know.
Cute.
It's just, you'll know. If I'm not here tomorrow, you know why. Great show. Hey, look who it is. Look who it is.
Are you on the podcast?
Yeah, man. Yeah. We're doing the evening spank right now. Why don't you just jump on a mic? We're talking about...
It's not my place.
Right.
Taco Bell.
What about Taco Bell?
Taco Bell's got a new 3-thing chalupa.
Tripalupa. What do you think?
What is that?
Tripalupa. So it's 3 chalupas together and it's a shareable food item.
Coronavirus. Are we sharing food with anyone? Are you serious? You're sharing a chalupa? Number one, have you ever walked into Taco Bell and said, oh, this is too much food. I have to share it with someone. You're going to Taco Bell to spend $40 on food for yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
That's fair.
$40?
Right? Isn't that like what you would spend at Taco Bell?
I know. Like, if you're going to Taco Bell like on a normal night, you can get pretty loaded up for like $9.
I feel like... I spend like 12 because I'll get like a bunch of stuff I like and I'll have like a little bit of each, but then I don't eat it. I don't finish everything to completion.
What?
What do you want? I'm 5 feet tall.
Shay was
going
to say something else. That's why we have to mark this explicit. Oh, now look who else is coming in right behind him.
Sonic.
Sonic, I appreciate
this. Ready for your reaction?
Yes.
I now show you the Tripalupa.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Two of the most opposite people you'll ever meet in your life, Sonic and Shane.
Yeah.
Is that like a foot-long chalupa?
Yeah, and it breaks apart into 3 shareable pieces. Yeah. or for yourself.
Mm.
So in other words, you can get the full footlong or break it up into 3 4-inch sections, buddy.
A footlong should never be broken up.
But this one will. Or you can just plow through it all at once. Plow through the entire foot at once.
Man, that's awesome. Yeah. Just when you know when you think they can't come up with anything different, they do. Anything more creative, they do.
Sonic's been to the Taco Bell Cantina over here.
Yeah, I know because I've been in there with him. I just got my regular number 4, which is a Mexican pizza and 2 soft tacos.
When I was picking up our Chipotle, I saw that they had the White Claw in the fridge, and I was like, is he going to want one?
They've got White Claw at Chipotle?
Yeah.
What?
You guys didn't know that? They have it in the cooler.
No. Yeah. Man, now I'm going to be there 4 times a week instead of 3 times a week.
This is breaking news.
Wait, Shane didn't like the triple chalupa?
He just spouted off about getting coronavirus from it and then insulted the way I order Taco Bell.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
He did.
He just didn't really, he didn't really have any thoughts about it. I feel like Shane doesn't really eat Taco Bell.
No, he just goes home.
It's not a delicacy.
He goes home and cooks elk.
Well, it is.
Yeah,
but.
elk and moose knuckles.
Follow Shane, Angry Shane. He has been banned from this podcast, so I'm not sure if we're even allowed
just
to
put a giant bleep through his entire conversation.
Follow him at Shane's Meat. Bye, Sonic. Hey, we're just going to get to Vanessa Hudgens on Instagram.
You were telling me about this. She's moaning.
She left. Well, the moan thing happened over the weekend.
Why did I miss this? I'm all up on my Vanessa Hudgens.
I finally threw Vanessa Hudgens a follow. What's your theory on Vanessa Hudgens? Single Vanessa Hudgens is a gift from God on Instagram or something of that effect?
Yeah, she's a gift to all of us.
Oh, my God. First of all, she's got 38 million followers, which I didn't know it was all that. And then over the weekend, she was outside on her Instagram stories, just in the sunshine. Moaning, and so people, she's there. You go. So people are taking.
I saw this, and I didn't think anything of it because I didn't you know what I mean. Nobody titled it as a moan, so it's just. And I probably had it on silent because she's just looking at her tattoo. Right?
People, yeah. Well, she's had a bunch of different moans on her Insta stories, and so people are taking them and making Instagram moan collages.
She's into it though. She is newly single. Her and her boyfriend of 7 or 8 years broke up a couple months ago, and she blatantly will post pictures of her looking really hot in the. Caption will be Thirsty Thursday. She knows what she's doing.
Oh, People Magazine. Look, first of all, she's 31. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not.
What
Vanessa,
did you think?
I was going to guess 25.
Oh.
But good for her. Vanessa Hudgens continues her sexy Instagram photo streak in low-cut bustier top. This is from People. So even People Magazine
I saw that pic.
Yeah. Even People Magazine feels like they needed to make it a headline. And that was when I finally said, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to throw Vanessa Hudgens a follow.
You know what? You're not going to regret it.
I don't think so. So far, I'm very happy with my decision. It's one of the best decisions I made today. Between that and just using the US 99 branded hand sanitizer after I touch my face, those two are the best decisions I've made all day today. I long for the day when we can do one of these without talking about virus and disease.
Well, but that'll be a while.
Thanks.
But you know what? In 10 years, we're going to look back on this and been like, shit, do you remember that? Because it's this news coverage is how the Tiger Woods news coverage was.
When we do the end of the decade stuff?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's going to come up and we're going to be like, oh, shit. Yeah, I remember that. That was terrible.
If we're all still here, not wiped out. Nobody can see you wipe your face with another Clorox wipe.
Frankie's Corner. Rate, review, subscribe. And don't forget your disposable grocery bags, you wasteful whore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.